the weather in Kentucky. If you don't like us, wait a little while.
It's time now for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Fulton along with Ken Simon, and we will be bringing you volleyball later on, so just be aware that as soon as the show is over, we'll be kicking off from the Powell County High School Gymnasium with Powell County Girls Volleyball against Madison Southern. That game approximately start time 7 o'clock.
7:30.
Yes. So we got plenty of time after the show to be on out there then for the be a late night tonight, probably, in the volleyball. But again, it is what it is. We've been busy this week. We're going to be busy this week. We've only had... And next week looks like a busy week. We'll be on the air a lot in the next couple of weeks. So, again, that's kind of how we cover. Again, I'll throw this out there. If anybody wants to jump in and get some sponsorship, get some good mentions here on the sports package. If you are interested, just give me Ken, Calder Business Associates Studio, call Ethan. We'll hook you up, definitely. And really, it's a really good price for your advertising dollar. You really... rewarded, I think, for the price of an advertisement.
And as we said time and time again, we like to think that people would go in and let those businesses know you appreciate their sponsorship, whether you're watching on listening on the radio, watching on our Facebook Live, which we'll have on Friday night, the football game, or the NFHS app. Again, without our sponsors, couldn't be possible, and we definitely appreciate
them. Yeah, I know all these kids are going back and rewatching these Facebook coverages and things like that, so I promise you that you're going to have an opportunity to be heard multi times on these broadcasts. So again, jump on board and support the Pirates and Lady Pirates. I like to say it that way because that's how Ken liked it. If you didn't have Lady Pirates on, he didn't want it anyway, right?
Right. You're exactly right. Yes.
So, in memory of Ken, we will say it that way. There are Pirates and there are Lady Pirates.
Absolutely. And it's always a good day to be a Pirate and or Lady Pirate.
That's how it is announced at school. Again, I think Ken had a big role in that as well. But again, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Right now, we're going to take off with boys soccer, which we had last night on the radio.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go back just a little bit further beyond that because we've actually we missed the what am I looking for? The Menifee County game.
The away game.
We had the Jackson City, the boys at home, where the Powell County Boys Pirates ended up winning 3-1 in that game. And then they ended up going scoreless in a draw at Menifee County on September the 7th. And then here last night, Powell County defeated Wolf County 9-1 was the final score. Going back to their earlier matchup at Wolf County, it took double overtime for the Pirates to come away. They won 6-3. With that being said, they were without several of the key players the Pirates were who were sick at that particular time. Definitely kind of flipped the script last night. I had a chance to talk to Coach Bernie Vasquez last night after the match, the JV match, and basically let him know I felt like that was probably last night's performance, probably one of the most dominant performances, both offensively and defensively. I felt like their passing was spot on. Their shots on goal were really good. Could have had potentially a couple more opportunities. The ball just kind of took a bad hop at times and couldn't quite make the connection or
and
go
their
sail
goalie
over.
Had a nice, I think their goalie had a nice game.
Yeah, he really did, even though they gave up 9 goals. Yeah, I mean, he stopped several. It could have, in some respects, been more of a rout, but nonetheless, a solid performance for the Pirates soccer team. 8-1-3 on the season. 8 wins, 1 loss, 3 draws. Impressive so far. They're the highest-rated team in the region. Well, Perry County Central is right behind
it
us.
It goes to show you, with 8 wins and 1 loss, and the rest are ties, that the defense has played superb all year.
Yes.
And we mentioned of that. Now, last night was a little bit different where Wolf County was just waiting for the break opportunities. That's all. They stay back. They let Powell County control the tempo on the offensive side, and the score kind of proof shows that. But they were just waiting for their opportunities to get the breakaways, and they did have two or three really good opportunities. They had a penalty kick. I think our goalies did a really nice job, and we did use two goalies last night because the first one was injured, and it was a non-contact injury, so still waiting to hear about his status. And then Bryson Edwards went into the game and had a really, really nice game. He got a stop on a PK and some other things. But defensively, that was what we have seen all year from them. And it's, I think when Powell County can score 3 to 4 goals, they're probably going to get a win.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So out of 12 matches so far, they've only given up 15 goals. Yeah. And a couple of those, you have three given up to Estill County and three given up to Johnson Central. So, I mean, in those two games, that's six of those 12, you know, you take away that. I mean, very impressive defensively. Unfortunately, Weddington, the goalkeeper, ended up going down with an injury. Bryson Edwards came in on a penalty kick out of the gate.
And he was the starting – he had been the starting goalie when Weddington was out with a different injury.
Yes.
Before, and did a good job. So both those goalies have done a fantastic job this season. So – you can call them 1A, 1B. I'm not sure that there's a huge difference between the two. But, again, hope everything is okay with Weddington. Again, he's a freshman. You hate to see him go down with an injury, but we'll probably know something in the next few days about his status. Hopefully it's not an ACL. But, again, there was no contact on the play, so would be my fear with the ACL, but that's just an uneducated guess.
Yeah. Well, and again, let's hope, but – defense has definitely been a key.
Yeah.
Last night's performance, again, the passing to set up some of those goals was outstanding.
Their ball handling was just phenomenal last night.
Correct. And Coach Vasquez ended up saying they've really been focusing on that as far as their passing. We saw them slow things down a little bit,
yes.
Not be as rushed on their passing.
Well, I don't think Wolf County forced the issue.
Correct.
And I think that helped. But, again, I watched Vasquez – I watched his brother,
Axel,
just kind of make you look silly with the ball at times. He was just juking and jiving and just, I mean, he was hard to keep up with. His solo ball handling was just phenomenal, and his passing was really spot on. Only had a couple contacts that were maybe a little bit too heavy. Other than that, it was a phenomenal ball handling, dribbling game. I don't think did he score a couple goals, I think, maybe? Also.
Axel ended up scoring one goal, I believe.
But again, that
he probably assisted on several.
I was going to say, that should not overshadow his
yes
his passing game. So he had a really nice game. I know Crow, you have it in there, and that had four goals. And,
yes.
And then Aiden King with his first goal of his career last night, who was our Bruins spotlight player of the game.
Yeah, we don't know. We have enough seniors, but at the same time, this core group is young talent.
Young.
Yes.
We've got several, freshmen that are key contributors. Not
yes.
Only, and we're not talking about our, you know, all of our juniors and seniors. We've got a whole host of those kids. And we even saw new kids coming on the field last night playing for the first time that have just joined the team. The roster just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And what does winning do?
Well, produces more winning, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it causes
that mentality.
It creates interest, and more kids want to come out and
right.
be involved. That's how you start working these programs to the better, is just win.
Well, and Kyle Nickel, one of those players, one of the seniors.
Phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, and at this point, here he's coming out late. We saw that even last year with Jacob Townsend ended up coming out. So, again, once you see that success, you're exactly right. Other people want to be a part of that success.
Well, you see kids like Brendan Bush, who played a lot of basketball and switched over, came out to be these buddies. And I think he would have been a remarkable soccer player had he just been playing soccer.
Sure.
Jacob was one of those kids. I think if Jacob had been out for 3 or 4 years, man, the sky would be the limit for Jacob on his soccer game. So, you know, some of these kids, and I know they love one sport or the other, but, man, sometimes you open your horizons up to other sports and you find your niche there versus what you think may be your niche, you found another niche.
Right. Well, even Bryson Edwards, yes. Right? Again, another one of those players that's come out as a sophomore now. Being the goalkeeper, he got in some of the JV game, a little bit more on the attacking offense. But nonetheless, you're finding these players like that, athletes that are all of a sudden deciding, hey, I've got time before basketball season starts, not playing anything else.
Yeah.
Let me come out and see if I can contribute.
And now I know this one thing for a fact, that Mike Jones is starting to try to recruit a couple kids. I won't say who, but he's trying to recruit a couple kids to come and kick, just kick.
Right.
And come to practice on Thursday, work on your kicking game when you don't have a soccer game, and to go with the team on Friday nights and just kick. Now, haven't got any great bites, but I'm telling you, when you know you can go and be a competitor, and if you're an athlete, and you kicking game, it's kind of put us in a bind in football. We'll talk about that later, but it's kind of put us in a bind. Wouldn't it be great to have some of these kids that can really kick the ball, double duties on Friday night lights? That'd be some awesome stuff.
Oh, agreed. And again, we're talking about a lot of these players are athletes. You know, and just even as far as the seniors, Brennan Bush, as you mentioned, he's one of those seniors on this team. Caleb Epperson, another one of those seniors. Kyle Nickel, again, who just kind of came out.
Caleb just came out too, right?
Correct, yes. Aiden Berry, he's been on the team for several years now at this point, one of those backline defenders. And then you look at Aiden King, been around. He was goalkeeper for a while. Now he's kind of getting a little bit of offensive opportunity. So he ended up getting a penalty kick last night, which is amazing. The coach Vasquez put him in that situation for him to give him that opportunity. And ultimately, he ended up scoring.
Yeah, put it in the right corner. Right corner last night. Kind of juked him to the left and got the goal to go one way, and he put it right in the right corner. Just played his perfect kick. So he's trying out for that 1-5 slot in that PK team.
There you go. Might as well.
Somebody's got to do it.
I'll do a quick recap. So Axel Vasquez ended up scoring last night at the 33-56 mark to give Powell County the 1-0 lead again over Wolf County. Garrett Gillespie ended up scoring at the 27-17 mark, giving Powell County the 2-0 lead. So in basically 6 minutes, and then 6 minutes later, Zeke Crow at the 21-18 mark gives the Pirates a 3-0 lead. And at that point, I kind of mentioned, like, okay, we're on a pattern of about 6 minutes scoring again. Unfortunately, the Pirates didn't score again to the 4:45 mark. Had opportunities, just couldn't quite get it in.
Yeah.
Again, credit Robinson, their goalkeeper. But then Gillespie ended up getting his second goal, making it 4-0 at the halftime. And then within basically less than 2 minutes in, Powell County ended up getting another goal. It was an own goal scored by Wolf County. Pirates had kicked the ball and ended up going off of one of their players, basically like off their shoulder or their body, and ended up going in. So that made it 5-0. Zeke Crow, about a minute later, at the 37-42 mark, makes it 6-0. And then Aiden King comes in on the penalty kick at the 20-14 mark, making it 7-0. Zeke Crow at the 11-20 mark gets another goal for the hat trick to make it 8-0. And then Caleb Creech, I believe, for Wolf County, got a nice breakaway. He got a great lead-in pass. He was able to score the goal, got by three defenders, made it 8-1. That was at the 7:07 mark. But then Zeke Crow comes right back in less than a minute, a little more than a minute, excuse me. Zeke Crow ends up getting his fourth goal. He had a penalty kick. Yeah, my apologies. Goal. Had a penalty kick at the 5:50 mark. A good save by Robinson. But then Crow comes back at the 2:30 mark, gets the goal, and makes it 9-1 Powell County. So, again, 8-1-3 on the season.
Again, at Powell County, and I think Bernie played several players, and I'm not taking away from Wolf County, but they played for that breakaway all night long. They got it several times. They even got a PK out of it once. So what they were trying to do worked almost. But, you know, when you only have 4 or 5 shots on goal and the other team has 8 scores and probably 30 or 40 shots on goal, well, not 40, but probably at least 20 shots on goal last night.
Sure, yeah.
When you have that many shots on goal, it's really hard to keep that pace. And I understand what Wolf County was trying to do. It's what Jackson City tried to do against us. And there's other teams that do that. But they were not even putting pressure that much on the ball. They were staying back, trying to preserve what they could.
Yeah, a good 5 yards or more.
Yeah, defensively. And It makes your ball handling look a lot better, and it makes you make really nice passes because you got to find a lane where they're not in. And what they were trying to do just didn't work for them, at least last night. It worked a couple weeks ago, I guess. But it's good to see this team doing really well, and hopefully they got to play these teams again one more time as far as in the tournament play. And, you know, Powell County's set right now in a really good spot. They'll have the number one seed, but still has to play Estill at Estill. Now, the difference there was it's going to be a couple of PKs difference between Powell and Estill, right?
Well, at that point, we ended up winning 4-3.
Yeah, one PK.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And at that point, that was all the way back on August the 9th. So yeah. The next up for Powell County as far as their game against Estill County.
28.
Where am I at here?
End of the month, I believe. What you said last night?
The 26th.
26th.
Yeah, so we're at Estill County on the 26th. So that'll be a big
game.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a big match there. But now going forward, Powell County travels to Berea on September the 14th. It's tomorrow night. And then they will play at Johnson Central on the 18th. Powell County ended up losing to, they drew against Johnson Central 3-3. Felt like that was probably one of the more competitive matches. Johnson Central
definitely
was
physical.
A very physical team. So the Pirates going to have to kind of come out, especially being on the road, come out maybe a little bit more aggressive.
That's probably one of the best defensive teams we've seen.
Agreed.
Johnson Central. Yeah.
And then they'll be hosting Bath County on the 19th. So that's kind of the schedule going forward here for the Pirates.
Again, you know, Berea. We say Berea, it's a smaller school, but Berea normally has really nice soccer programs. So don't take Berea lightly. And then John Central, we know you can't take that team lightly, especially. It's going to be a third place. It'll be a very hostile environment for Powell County. So if they could, I'll tell you what, if they could get one win out of these two, that's a good stretch for the two games they have coming up.
And Berea this year is down on their boys team.
Okay.
Yeah, on their boy. And again, they are one of those stronger teams that we kind of face off against, but they're down just a little bit. Even Johnson Central, even though we drew with them, they're 5-4-2 on the season. But nonetheless, sometimes when you come in, they're a little bit aggressive. We weren't necessarily prepared, I don't think, for that physicality. But
you know, Powell County's, to me, playing on a different level than they've played in the past. This is probably skill-wise the best I've seen. And we've had a couple good teams.
Oh, sure.
In the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But they're taking it a little bit deeper. They're making that extra pass. They're not rushing the kicks. Their ball handling is better. Their passing's better. The defense is just phenomenal. Again, that's anchored by, like you said, Barry, one of the seniors on the back. But
Adam Ledford.
Yeah, they've got some really nice defenders. So when you put all that together, you've got a really nice program going on right here. So Bernie's doing a great job. It's what, his third year?
Second
year. Yeah. You're right. Second year coach. So has really got this group probably turned around maybe a year before we were really expected to be turned around. I mean, they're already there.
I think one hand, they obviously, you talked about the skill set.
Yep.
Continue to improve. I think probably the most important thing that they're doing, they're listening to their coaches. I think that's really what it is, and he'd mentioned that to us as well. They're listening to what the coaching staff is saying. They're paying attention. They're following through with that advice and perspective.
But remember, we had them in here, and they were talking about, and Bernie was bragging about how much they had been listening. And
yes.
They were very coachable right now. So keep them reined in. That's what it takes. Don't let them get out there and get cocky and get ahead of you. If they're, as long as the listeners are coached and what you're supposed to do, they will continue to improve.
Well, I think at this point, just like with everybody else, you've not really proven anything. You've not necessarily won anything other than some games.
It's regular season.
And these players, they didn't, even when they're in here and even on the field, even when they score a goal, they're happy for their teammate, but they get right back at it, right? They're ready to go defensively or offensively,
yeah.
So they put it right back on saying, okay, we've got another goal. There's still time on the clock. We got to keep pressing.
10 or 15 seconds. That's okay. And
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Play.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're very level-headed, and I don't think they're letting any type of success go to their head at this point. And let's hope that.
And when you think of some
continues.
Of the kids that they have, this is a really bright bunch of kids too.
Sure.
Academically, so I really I really like this group of kids because you can do a lot with a group of kids that want to learn. And I think this is a group that wants to learn and wants to be successful. And, you know, maybe, and I say it's kind of weird, maybe not as athletic as a couple of kids we've had in the past, but as a group, they got a lot of good chemistry going on.
Yes, collectively, yeah. They definitely have it going on. And Coach Vasquez doing a great job of interchanging players.
Yeah.
He's resting.
And not missing a beat.
No, exactly. He's resting and pulling players, and they fit right back into that core group, the 11 that are out on the field, doing a great job. Again, can't compliment them enough at this point. Again, they're 8-1-3 on the season, still have a long way to go, but the progress that we've seen them make and the strides, definitely impressive.
Well, they got to get over the hump and get to the region. Last year they missed out. They got beat in the district. So.
Yeah.
Got to get that next objective. You've got to win a district before you get to the region, or at least be runner-up. But you got to get there before you make some noise. These games are kind of, they're not meaningless, but they're tournament times when it's meaningful.
Yeah, they need to continue to make progress. Yeah. Obviously, that's the main thing for them to continue to make those strides for themselves. When you go back, I was trying to think as far as their they've actually won – with the exception of the draw against Menifee County, 1, 2, 3. So actually, they're 3 wins and 2 draws over their last 5. You know, the
defense has been really good, right?
Yes, exactly. And again, those 2 draws, Johnson Central, which was a tough match, and then not quite sure as far as the Menifee County game that happened on the 7th, that 0-0 draw. But obviously, that was probably a pretty tough outing at that point.
Well, we wish the boys the best of luck. Again, there'll be action again tomorrow night. They don't play Saturday, right? Just the girls on Saturday?
Correct, yes.
And they'll be back also next week.
Berea, they're at Berea on Thursday. Then on the 18th, they're at Johnson Central.
Okay, so.
And the 19th, hosting Bath County.
If you have an opportunity, get out and watch the boys play on the road. Next couple, we'll be back with them in about on the 19th, whenever that is. So we'll be back with the boys soccer then. But right now we're going to step away for a break. Be back and talk about girls soccer here on PCSN Live.
Protex Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Fowl County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? Our mission is to provide comprehensive banking products and services to our customers and to invest in the Kentucky communities where we live. Whitaker Bank is a reliable partner guiding you towards solid decisions for today's evolving environment and for whatever challenges tomorrow might bring. We are committed to building comprehensive, long-term relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
All right, we're going to flip gears to girls soccer, who are actually playing
on
as
the
we
road
speak tonight. So they're playing at Menifee tonight.
Yeah, at Menifee County and the Lady Pirates. That was their season opener here at home. They ended up winning 5-0 against Menifee County. Hopefully they have that same success going forward again on the road. And then tomorrow night they'll be playing host to Morgan County. We'll have that match for you as well. But in the meantime, one of the biggest wins probably of the season. We were at the football game, I believe, right?
When also we were getting word broadcast on the radio.
Yeah, getting word. So Powell County, the Lady Pirates soccer team, had hosted Perry County Central and ended up winning 10-0. What an impressive win for the Lady Pirates here at home to get that kind of scoring against a traditionally power house team in the region.
In the region, normally.
Yeah, consistently. Yeah. But Perry's, you know, I won't say they're down, but haven't quite had the season that we're normally used to them seeing. But they're 4-5-1 on the season.
But I will say this, though. I think that girls soccer has now, if you mention Powell County right now, it's Powell Estill. Have taken over from Letcher Estill, Perry Estill. Letcher's there in the mix as well, one of the top 3, I would think. And then I think, you know, traditionally, like we said, Perry County has been there. But a 10-0 victory, even if they're a little bit down, that's still a huge victory for the Lady Pirates.
If anything, going forward, yes. Right? You know, at this point, realizing...
You've got attention up in the East.
That's exactly right. Yes. I mean, with a score like that, again, because it's always been a battle. It's always been close matches, yeah. Even going into regional tournament. At this point, though, now all of a sudden you've realized you've just knocked them off with a 10-0 win going forward. Hopefully that mentality, correct, yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully that mentality stays with you, not to be overconfident or anything, but saying, guess what? We did it. We can do this again and come out with a win. Regardless of score, we know we can beat this team and we're capable of doing that.
Yeah, you know, they're. I'm not saying they're playing unimportant schools right now. They play Menifee, Morgan. They probably should get two wins, but I would have to call them trap games because they're right here in the schedule after they come back from a little tournament in Tennessee to now we got to get serious, but you got to also, and not, I'm just saying this because of what I saw last night. All the girls working on the float, getting it ready for Friday, which I totally understand that. But does it take your eye off the prize, which is getting wins in soccer? Do you spend too much time where you're, I'm not saying they weren't thinking about soccer because they were practicing earlier too, but your mind's other places if you're working on a float, getting that ready, the fair's going on. So just, you've got a lot of distractions and you're playing games on a Wednesday and Thursday night of fair week, not knocking the fair at all, but I'm just saying those are distractions on a week where you've got a nice team going on, nice record, and you're in a couple trap games that you should win. But who knows?
Especially one is on the road against Menifee and then Morgan at home. So they're on the road tonight at Menifee County. Again, they won 5-0. It was a 4-4 draw at Morgan County. So
right.
We'll have them again tomorrow night. So like you
said. Something to prove.
Yeah, something to prove, exactly. While they were at Tennessee, again, they come off the big win against Perry Central. And then they go to Tennessee, the Smoky Mountain Cup in Gatlinburg. Ended up losing to Westridge, Tennessee, 6-1, and then followed that up that same day, that evening, lost to Rockwood, Tennessee, 4-1, but then closed out the tournament and won 8-2 against Campbell County, also known as Jacksboro, Tennessee. So they left the tournament, at least picking up that win, a nice 8-2 victory, and let's hope that carries over again as they're on the road tonight against Menifee County.
Yeah, what's their overall record there?
5-5-1.
So they're 500. So a couple wins get you back over where you can talk about being positive. But I really like this team. They,
agreed.
I think their schedule has been pretty tough, especially when you go to Tennessee and play a few games. So they have played a really – I think it's probably one of the toughest schedules early in the season I've seen. But this team also was in the regional finals last year. To me, I think Victoria or every day of the scheduling is right. Schedule tough because when you play in the regional tournament, if you get back, you should be ready to play. Anybody that they go up against, you should be ready to go. And I think this team is capable. Just got to put it together. And, you know, knock on wood, not get sick. You know, sickness is giving us problems lately. But, again, we'll have the game tomorrow night. Again, don't have any word from Menifee County about how they're going tonight. But, we might try to check while we're at break or something in a minute. But come out and support the Lady Pirates soccer team as well. They also have a match on Saturday.
Yes.
That is at 11 o'clock, I think you said.
Correct, 11 o'clock. They're actually at South Laurel.
Oh, they're away.
Yeah, so they're actually away. So, again, we're away tonight at Menifee, home tomorrow against Morgan, on the road at South Laurel on Saturday, and then they'll be at Powell County Central on the 18th. So, again, we had them here at home and won 10-0. It'll be interesting to see how that game goes to me because now you're going from grass
back
to artificial turf. And at that point, completely different game.
Are you playing turf to now on that nuke? Or that's just a drawing of Menifee, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm getting ahead of myself. That's what's coming for Menifee.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So, again, I'm curious to see that game, realizing it's another week, you know, away. Well, actually, I guess it'd be, what, Tuesday? Under those circumstances, but still to face off, you just won 10-0 against Perry. Now you're going to Perry, artificial turf. Let's see how that actually plays itself
yeah,
out.
Yeah, well, we've seen kind of with Wolf County, we had with the boys, we saw the tie or the overtime game on a smaller field. We go to a bigger field at Powell County, which is still not as big as a artificial turf field. How it changes the game, it spreads you out a little bit more. So when they go to Perry, it's going to be even a bigger field. And something that we have to get used to, playing Estill, playing Letcher, playing Perry on these turf fields.
Yeah, and one of the things we talked about, just like with the boys, this girls' defense is very strong. Good, yeah. Again, they've only given up 14 goals in 11 matches.
And six of those came in that one game in Tennessee, right?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, there you go. So, again, very strong defensively. We've talked about this before. Defense wins championships. I like the fact that Coach Spencer and Coach Vasquez have solid defenses going. These players are playing really outstanding at this point. Continue to play that defense, get some goals, and again, the sky's the limit, I think, really, for both of these teams. I feel like the region is open in some respects on both the girls' and boys' side.
Well, the girls now have established a foothold in, like, one of the stronger teams in the region. The boys are probably not far off from getting there, but you got to get there.
Right.
You got to get there, and you got to knock somebody off that's not expecting it to be able to be considered as one of the regional favorites. So, you know, the boys have got a little bit further away to go than the girls do because they haven't proved it lately. Girls got there last year, and they pretty much got everybody back this year. And we lost three players, I think, off that team, or three players I could think of off that team last year. And again, we lost a lot, but we have some replacements for those who we've lost. And these girls have really done a good job. Again, I also commend the feeder program for soccer. What the city has done, I know it's not a huge field, but it's good for feeder soccer, for what it's for. And I think some of these young kids are really starting to fall in love with programs that right now are winning and are having some success in girls and boys soccer. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah, and even as far as the seniors, Kendra Lee for the Lady Pirates, Elizabeth Reif. We also have Carly Patrick and Kaylee Smith. So only four seniors on this team. Again, a strong younger core. Yeah. Again, making that progress, and as you continue to get some other additional athletes maybe to even join in, again, both of these programs, because both of our soccer coaches, Coach Victoria Spencer and
coaches.
Bernie Vasquez, second-year coaches, and
both
already you can see the improvements with that.
I'm telling you, I love the direction our teams are going with soccer, and just come out and support them. Again, the more you go, the more you are entertained. This we're doing regular broadcasts now here on WSKV. Especially the home matches, you start to learn the kids a little bit better. You kind of learn what we're doing, kind of learn a little bit about soccer as we go. So I know it's a learning curve for everybody. It's still a newer sport, not new, but it's newer. So you need to come out and support these kids. We're getting really good crowds, but I think they could get better, especially when you've got some regional contenders right here at home.
Yeah, it's entertaining, and even as far as the JV teams,
yeah,
right? You know, at that point, as you mentioned, the feeder program is there for these teams.
Yeah, middle school's working hard, and
yeah,
they work hard in the spring, and I'm telling you, it's good to see. Now, I coach another sport in the spring, but I'm glad these kids are playing something. I wish more of them played softball, but, you know, for soccer, it's working well for them. So I got to congratulate what they're doing. Keep on winning, and we'll keep on enjoying it. So, take another break here, come back and talk volleyball, which we're going later on tonight, but we'll talk volleyball here on PCSN Live.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
All right, going to flip gears here. We got Powell County Volleyball, which is a team that has been really good in the past, again, especially under Coach Ken Jones. This is the third or fourth year now for Jasmine?
I want to say the third.
21, I guess, was the last year for Ken.
I think so.
So the third year. And, yeah. Again, this
two full seasons under her belt.
She's had pretty nice teams. This team is a little bit different as far as the makeup. We're talking off the air. Only a couple seniors on the team, a lot of underclassmen, and they're playing a lot, which is good, but some of the problems that they've had this year is probably from inexperience. So
yeah, you're probably right, and I think at times, maybe a lack of communication, sometimes their serving is not where it has been in the past.
Consistency.
Correct. So therefore, you know, we're not getting a point, turning it over. The other team get a couple points, we'll get it back. All of a sudden, now we don't get another point. We get back, they get a couple points, and now we find ourselves at a deficit.
Yeah,
you find yourselves, yeah. And then all of a sudden they start to play better, but sometimes they're not quite getting over that hump,
yeah,
you know, in order to be competitive. Or the game that we ended up seeing, which was it? There was the, not the Breathitt County game, but the Hazard game. Yeah, you did the Hazard game, and at that point, you know, you're down 2-0, then you come back and you win the next two, but then you go to that fifth and final, which only goes to 15. Now, all of a sudden, it's 15-4, and like you fought all the way back, and then the final set that counted,
it was 8-4 when we get back on the air. You know,
yeah.
We lost the air that night.
Right.
Again, one of those painful nights we've had, but it's just, I don't know. They're just erratic right now, if you will. I think they're a lot better, or should be a lot better than what they are. And if you look back and reflect, last year we lost a ton of seniors.
Right.
So Jasmine really tried last year, because we even talked about it. So when you get those seniors back out there. Well, she tried to play some of these kids last year to get them ready for this year. And give credit to her. I mean, they did a good job of trying to get some of these younger kids in, get them some experience because they really needed it. And now it's paying off for some of those kids, but you took out the leadership of Lawson. Baker, those seniors on the squad, but those younger kids have got to be more consistent, and we've got to see consistency. I mean, now Madison Southern have no idea what they have this year as far as the record. I know they had a match when I did the roster. They still had a match to go, and Powell did too. But so my stats are a game off.
Yeah, Madison Southern, they played 16 games and they're 6-10.
Okay.
On the season, they've lost to Wolf County. As far as like
Wolf County's pretty good.
Exactly. I'm just saying a common opponent. You know, they ended up losing to that. Madison Southern did beat Berea 2-0. Other than that, that's really about the only common component. Well, actually, they beat Estill 3-0, but we also beat Estill 3-0. So, you know, it'll be interesting.
It should be a good match.
Yeah, it should be a good match. Again, they are 6-10, and the Lady Pirates are 5-9. But with that being said, it is a home game. The Lady Pirates have won two consecutive matches. They defeated Menifee County in three sets, defeated Bath County in three sets. So the fact that they, after losing to Breathitt County and to Hazard, they bounced back now and won those last two matches. So hopefully under the circumstances, again, they show up tonight. They get themselves prepared to face off against Madison Southern. Come away with the win, because at that point now their next match, they'll play host to Estill County, and that's coming up on Tuesday the 18th. So need to get things kind of squared away tonight. Continue on that winning streak, and then as you play host to Estill County, it would be nice to go on a four-game win streak to get the win tonight, as well as the win against Estill County. And then at that point, for the Lady Pirates, they will play host to Wolf County. So let's hope, again, under those circumstances, that the Lady Pirates have those four wins, gain some confidence going up against Wolf County, who's one of the toughest teams in the region.
Yeah, and, you know, they've built a really nice team there. And again, I know we work well with Wolf County. They're trying to help us work on some things in the off season, and again, that's what neighbors are for, and what you do really as coaches. If you don't pick on other coaches and learn some things, then you're kind of going backwards. So, you know, you can always learn as a coach, no matter how old you are. New things you can do, new drills, whatever the approach, mentality, you know, whatever it may be. Would like to say real quick on the volleyball team, and was well represented on the funeral was on Thursday, right?
Correct.
And would like to thank all the volleyball kids for coming out, and the basketball kids. It was a good, and I'm sure Ken would be, you know, proud of these kids. You know, Jasmine played for him. Some of these kids, I guess probably the seniors, and maybe some of the juniors have played for Ken. And again, he's proud of you guys. So let's get out, and if nothing else, let's fight for Ken this year, for this season. You know.
And again, if they could just be consistent, as you mentioned earlier. They have a very good team. Just need to get some more consistency. But hopefully, again, after these two wins, come out tonight, get another one, kind of continue on that roll and continue to prove to themselves that they're capable of winning. The record, it's irrelevant in many respects other than what's kind of happening in district play.
Correct. I mean, but this is where you gain experience. So you go through some trials and tribulations when you're going through the season, and again, the record is 0-0 when you start tournament play. I don't care what your records are. That's what I tell any team I've ever coached. We're 0-0. You know, the other team is going to fight hard. They're not wanting to lose. You're not wanting to lose. Let's go do what we can do our best. So these schools all shoot for that district title. You know, Powell County is one of the ones in the region that probably has as many district titles as anybody else in the region. So this is a team that people gun for. And as a Powell County Lady Pirate volleyball player, you need to understand that. And you've got a legacy to live up to. This program has a lot of pride built in it. It's got a lot of wins. You know, I think I count up the stats that Ken had won when he coached 392 wins. Or that was my unofficial count.
All right.
In volleyball here at Powell County. So, telling you, that's a standard that we've got to live up to. I mean, it's just, you know, the consistency of Ken's teams versus this team being a little erratic needs a little bit more of that consistency. But we've talked about it. This is a team that's in shift. Going from that team maybe to a little bit more power team. We've kind of called for that because I think that's how you win the region.
Right.
We've got to be a little bit more consistent and be powerful. We've got to do a little bit of both. So we got to cut down the mistakes and roll on.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We will have the game tonight. Again, the Lady Pirates playing host to Madison Southern, 7:30 scheduled start time. And then their next match will be September the 18th, playing host to Estill County.
Hello. I don't really care when you're playing Estill. It's always a big deal. And I know we have been fairly dominant over Estill and volleyball for the last few years. But that could always stop in a snap.
Yeah, you're
so
exactly
you gotta
right.
You
got
to stay on your toes and got to keep getting those W's. So good luck tonight. Come out and see the volleyball Lady Pirates in action. We'll also be on NFHS, hopefully. And radio tonight, so
let's hope so.
Hopefully everything, all the little critters are figured out, all the bugs are taken care of, so We will step away. Are we ready to step away for a break?
Yeah, step away and we'll come back and talk some football.
There we go, here on PCSN Live.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Hearn Funeral Home has been family-owned since 1939 and is currently under the direction of Hondo Hearn. They have proudly served the families of Powell County and other surrounding counties for over 75 years, helping them to celebrate with compassionate care, dignity, and respect at an affordable price. Contact Hearn Funeral Home for all your pre-planning needs at 606-663-4375.
Hey, Carolina, penny for your thoughts.
Okay, take your penny and get a brand new iPhone 12 at Appalachian Wireless.
All right.
Seriously, a brand new iPhone 12 for a penny at Appalachian Wireless with a 2-year contract.
So what you're saying is a brand new iPhone 12 for a penny with a 2-year contract at Appalachian Wireless.
That's literally what I just said. Of course, supplies are limited.
At Appalachian Wireless, we get you because we are you. We are
Appalachian Wireless.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live. That was a short break, but we're ready for it. We're going to talk a little pigskin or football.
Talk a little football. Powell County Pirates, they actually ended up going on the road to Pike County Central. The Pirates are 0-3 on the season. They lost to Western Hills 28-26. Lost to Floyd Central 36-22. Lost to Pike County Central here at home 27-24. They'll be on the road this Friday at West Carter. David and I will have that game for you. We talked about this with this Pirate team each one of the games. Basically, they're making too many mistakes, whether it's penalties, turnovers. Like even last week against Perry County Central, two players.
Pike County Central.
It's hard to switch that gear. We're used to talking about Perry in the 14th. Pike County Central, two players, receivers, wide open, two easy scores, you know. And then the other series, we had them 3rd and 13, back-to-back offsides penalties against us. It goes 3rd down and 3. They rush for 2 yards. The next play, they get the first down. They go on and score. We ended up giving up a fumble, a turnover. They scored on that one. So, again, we're hurting ourselves in some respects with those penalties. Throughout each one of the games, we can go back and look at each one of them, whether it's a penalty, a flag, or something, and just not capitalizing.
If you go back to Western Hills, that two-night game. If you go back to that game, if there's about a minute left on the clock, burn too many timeouts early on. If we have more timeouts at the end, we may pull that one out. At Floyd Central next, you had a couple of penalties and then some holding. Offensively, we were on drives and gave us this big, you know, first down or second down along, which very difficult for our team sometimes to get those. And again, it was a 14-point game, but it shouldn't have been, to me, it shouldn't have been a 14-point game.
Agreed.
And then the last week's game, just several things that just, you know, the punt that we tried to run back after it bounced and
had no business even being in the area.
No, clear out. You run away from
right,
it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, the two penalties you're talking about, and then the one penalty on the big, probably a 45-yard gain all the way down to about the 20.
I think
20.
It was 53. Exactly right.
I mean, that penalty to me was like a heartbreaker because with short time, that was the exact play we needed
at that moment.
And then get a penalty 45 yards behind the play.
Right.
Just a little, and it was while the play was, I saw the penalty happen and.
Yeah, and I did, and I hate the fact that I kind of missed it because I was watching, obviously, the runner thinking, at this point, we're going to win this,
For some reason, I watched the play start, and then I just see these two kids
left behind.
Literally hit on the ground. I'm thinking, is everybody okay, you know? And then I see one kind of grab the jersey and just slam in the ground and bingo, right in front of the white hat, and here come the flags. And got offsetting penalties, but that negated the entire run. So,
and we went nowhere from there.
And
so had the momentum after that run. Again, I knew because we had about 53 seconds,
roughly. I think we score. I think we
100%,
score.
100%. I definitely did, too. And unfortunately, you know, we lose by 3 and could have easily won by.
No, we weren't going to kick a field goal.
right.
Sure. But, I mean, we had an opportunity to get the ball down the field, which we did. We busted that play. It was what we needed. But then I'll call back because of a penalty. Then they pretty much victory formation from there. And on a game that we could have won. Again, really three plays probably cost the Pirates a victory. And I'm not saying it just becomes three plays. There's other plays that can make a difference as well.
Yeah, sure. But on one hand, instead of being 0-3, we could easily be
2-1.
Yes, easily.
At worst.
Right, because the Floyd Central game, we were kind of never really in it, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Once they kind of took that lead.
We were in reach, but we just couldn't get over the hump up there. It was a game that shouldn't have got away from it like it did.
Right.
The Western Hills game, maybe we shouldn't have been in that one as long as we were. But we got there.
We fought back, right.
And then Pike Central last week, I thought they had an awesome quarterback, which didn't throw the ball accurately enough. But, man, they were going to be open a lot. We saw that.
Almost from the get-go. They're off first offensive performance. I think like their second play, from scrimmage, all of a sudden they barely missed a receiver who was wide open.
And benefit the scouting. Obviously, we must have seen something on tape. They weren't going to go across the middle, which was wide open at any point in the game.
Yes, right.
But they only went there once, but they got a score out of it when they did go there. But it just frustrating.
We have to do a better job cutting down on those mistakes.
Discipline.
Making exactly discipline. And at the same time, you have to realize as a defensive back, cornerback, if – it's my job in that position. If there is a receiver, I'm covering that guy. I don't see how you're not finding somebody coming off in that receiver slot. And that happened twice, though.
That's, we're playing man against all receivers. And honestly.
No safeties.
Yeah, we're man.
We're man coverage, we got, 5 yards off.
We got no help. I mean, we got help not coming. If they've got three receivers, we're covering three. But it's man. And there's no backup for us, and I wish we had a safety. But, again, that takes away from stopping the run. Again, most of these teams have ran the football pretty often, and I think we've been spot on scouting. But what's there is open on the passing game, but so far the quarterbacks haven't hit their target as well as we would hope they don't.
Right.
But they haven't hit their targets like they could. We play tight coverage, and to me, if you don't jam at the line of scrimmage, you're probably going to get beat. And our coverage has gotten beat. I look down the field and see receivers 5 yards past our guys, and we're fairly inexperienced in that position. So I'm not knocking our kids. They're just not really experienced. And when you've got a really good receiver that's quick, we're not keeping up with them, especially playing tight coverage. They know where they're going. You don't. You have to kind of read that.
Right.
It's hard to do. So if you're going to play tight coverage, to me, you got to jam.
Agreed. Right. At the line, which is what we've seen going back to one of our plays, where all of a sudden we don't throw that often, but yet when we were set up to throw, our receivers got jammed at the line and a busted play at that point, and we're going nowhere. So, again, you're exactly right. If you're going to play 5 yards off,
you got to stop.
Right. If you're going to play 5 yards off and or in closer, you better catch them at the line and not let them get by you.
Yeah, and the thing – they may get by you, but it should throw the time into the playoff.
Yes,
that's agreed. The part where these quarterbacks used to throw into that moving target, and if you can slow them down, throw them off rhythm, then you cause them some problems, and then they'll have some more incompletions. But if you're not going to stay up with them, you better get a good jam in before they go. So,
right, and we'll see how it goes this.
Again, these are, I call these preseason games, getting ready for the conference. These games do matter, though. Because if you have a tie, it goes back to your non-conference. And right now, we're not doing really well. We're staying with, but we're not winning it. We're not winning these games. And right now, we need to win badly. And hopefully on tomorrow night or Friday night, we get that first win of the season on the road, which is going to be always a tough thing to do.
You're right. Now, it is at West Carter. West Carter is 0-3 as well. To give you a perspective, though, so we lost to Western Hills by 2 points. And they ended up losing. Oh, they didn't play Western Hills. I'm sorry. They
Pike Central, let me go back. Floyd Central.
Yeah, we played. We lost to Floyd Central by 14, and lost to Pike Central by 3. They lost to Floyd Central by 1, and ended up losing to Pike Central by 10. Toss
matchups.
Up.
Yeah, it's
a toss-up at this point. Again, somebody's going to get a win. Let's hope it's the Pirates again coming up on Friday night.
Let's hope so. Again, I know it's fair week. Guys, get focused on the prize, and that's a win against the Comets at Olive Hill on Friday night. So we'll take another break, come back with some final thoughts here on PCSN Live.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton, or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Allen's Hardware is a hidden gem in Clay City and known for their dependable down-home service. Visit Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road and you'll find Valspar Paints, Echo Power Tools, Electrical Supplies, Septic System Accessories, Key Cutting Services, and even U-Haul Rentals. That's Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road in Clay City. To find out more, call 606-663-1122. That's 606-663-1122.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Welcome back. I do want to mention about football real quick. Next week is homecoming week. They do play Fairview.
Correct.
Next Friday night. So again, a lot of activities going on next week. We got the soccer. We got two games next week with soccer.
Soccer and volleyball.
And then
football.
And then football. And also the parade will be Wednesday night. So I'm not sure what the Wednesday schedule is. So whether or not we're on the air or not, I don't know yet, because like I said, there is a parade scheduled for Wednesday. So that'll stay tuned to PCS Live.
There you go. Stay tuned.
Or go to WSKV.
We'll know the first of the week.
So we'll let you guys know.
Yeah, we'll know the first of the week. Let me say this real quick. Coach Roy Kidd, EKU head coach, ended up passing away. We were there during that time period. You know, I mean, a solid coach, Hall of Fame coach at that, won two national titles, went 4 years in a row to the championship game, won two out of the four. Stadium named after him. Again, one of those coaches that's a legacy in so many ways.
Well, he was definitely a legend at Eastern. He was definitely 1A football, 1AA football.
Yeah.
Now they've got it.
I wish they'd go back to that. It's so
different.
Much easier.
It's still NCAA, but they're like...
What's the football championship series, which is what EKU was in, as opposed to the
bowl
FBS football bowl series. I mean, just stop it. 1A, 1AA was
level,
just easy.
They're a level beneath where you... But they gave Kentucky a game last week. So
yes, they did, yeah.
Kudos
to
the Colonels.
Hopefully they get a nice win. They play Western Carolina on Saturday over at Richmond at Roy Kidd Stadium. So hopefully they get a nice win.
Yeah.
It'd be great. It's been decades since they've really, truly been competitive in that to get those championships. And unfortunate where he had them, EKU was a huge powerhouse. You're getting players from all over the country, that Florida pipeline, bringing those in. And at this point, it's kind
of
has faltered.
I think a lot of assistant coaches were from Florida and had a big pipeline. You're right. They had a pipeline from Florida and all these little bit lesser D1 athletes. Man,
right.
I tell you what, they were getting it done at Eastern back then. So,
be nice
again,
to get a turnaround.
Legend Roy Kidd over at Eastern. And again, last week, 91 years old, by the way, for Roy.
I actually wore maroon yesterday, of all things.
Fitting.
Not even thinking about it.
I remember we did have him in the room, but again, he was probably the biggest thing ever came out of Eastern, maybe, Roy Kidd.
Agreed.
I would have to think. So I don't know if anybody else that would have that kind of a legacy other than Coach Kidd. Kind of like Powell County losing Coach Jones last week again. Yeah. Send the thoughts and prayers out to the family, Maud, Hannah, Missy, Michelle, all the kids, the grandkids. Heartbreak still. Went too young, 78 years old. Ken Jones, again, here at Powell County, 21, I think it was, well, from 92 to 91 to 2021, and over, you know, over that time frame, had a lot of wins. I 392 yeah. volleyball, I think 340 some basketball wins. Got it written down here.
And on one hand, who's going to be around that long in this day and time that could even possibly break that record?
Yeah, 341 on the wins. I'm not sure anybody breaks the basketball and the volleyball record. I've been around a long time with coaching here, and only the oldest other coach than myself that is still coaching here now would actually be Kayla. Been cheer coach. She's been cheer coach 15 years, and it's a long time to coach that long. It really is.
Well, this day and time, people are constantly moving and shifting and going from one place to another, so that sustainability,
it's hard.
You can get somebody that 20 to 30 years.
You know, I'm 60 years old, and this is my 35th season in coaching here at Powell County, and I've loved every minute of it, and you don't see folks, you know, Ken got out when he was 75 years old. I don't think I'm going to make it a couple more years, maybe at the most, with what I'm doing. So what he did is not going to be touched.
And he kind of got started late in that regard because exactly, yes.
He was living his dream coaching middle school in Hazard and Little League ball, did radio, he did television, worked for the railroad. He did a lot before he came here, and but again, what he did here was phenomenal. His records, his accomplishments, second to none. The banners were full, and it was great to see the send off there at the gym on Thursday. The folks that were there Wednesday night, I'm sure Maud and the family really appreciated all the support shown to the family. But keep in your thoughts and prayers, because as we know, if you've lost someone, the toughest time is not just right then. It's the weeks, the months, the years after. So
I tell people all the time, they say that it gets easier as time goes on. It doesn't get any easier. You just adapt.
You adjust.
You adjust mm-hmm. differently and handle it. I mean, my mom's been passed for, you know, about 25 years at this point. There's not a day that goes by. Sometimes you get emotional. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just realizing something hits you, a song or commercial, whatever it might be. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, exactly. Where'd that kind of come from? You never forget. You know, they live on. You know, in many respects, as far as their own legacy, whether it's a mother, whether it's a colleague, a friend, a coach, you know, that we got to know over time, more so than I did, but he and I broadcast together, you know, before, enjoyed those times, even texting, you know, kind of missed those times, but at the same time, we enjoyed our time with him, and again, our thoughts and prayers, as you said, go out to the family.
Fortunate to get to teach with him for over 24 years, and to coach with him for about 11, so I miss you, buddy. Do want to say this real quick. On our next show that we're confirmed to be on, I do want to have a show in remembrance of Ken. I'd like to have some former players and former coaches come in and tell stories about Coach Jones and have that recorded and maybe sent to Maud, and where she can listen to it. It's something that maybe a little bit later on that we can get into and just talk about some of the stories that went on and have some people in the studio and go over those things. I think it'd be a really cool send-off to Coach Jones. So, but for that being said, again, keep those thoughts and prayers out for Coach Jones' family, for the goalkeeper Weddington last night, and go Reds.
No, go Pirates.
Go Powell County Pirates. Here we go. We'll see you next week here on BCSN Live. And see you in a few minutes on the radio down in volleyball.
Thank you for
joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.